This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? And here come those emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
From our question, Ola Men always thought it would be cool to be a roadie for Kiss. It almost happened. There was a Kiss cover band coming through, and I had front row seats to see them. They got to the venue early to unload and set up. I happened to be at the bar clearing out band stuff from the previous night. I was asked to help this group of guys load in all their gear, and I did. When it came time to do a sound check, since I was a drummer for our band, I got to do the sound check with their drums. When it all came to be showtime, the Kiss cover crew all thanked me and gave me big kudos for helping them set up, and everything was perfect. All cables were tucked out of the way. So in a small way, I got to be a roadie for a Kiss cover band. I loved every second of that. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Our guys, in high school, I played football, being 6'5", 230, had a possible future as a lineman. However, that wasn't really my interest. I was more interested in woodworking, drawing, and other art-type stuff. I took the placement exam that was supposed to tell you what you are professionally supposed to be in the future. Mine came out as artist. Well, I said F that. Since it would be incredibly difficult to earn money that way, I went into architecture to utilize my artistic abilities and what I thought would be a higher probability of a steady salary in my future. I turned down 3 college football scholarships because they didn't offer architecture in their curriculum and began my 7 years in college to earn my master's degree in architecture. My first building I helped design out of college was a winery in Benton City, Washington. The feeling to see line drawings that you designed on a computer screen being transferred to a physical built form is incredible. I now continue my dream and apply my artistic abilities on building designs and dabble into custom furniture and construction. Shout out to Upchurch Vineyard and DC Building. Keep rocking, guys. That from B-Dub. Okay, on to the birthdays. Ola Machola has been a listener for many years, even after moving to Pennsylvania, then Michigan. Never gotten a birthday shout-out, as no one knows I'm a listener. So could I get a Wendy Williams burp fart? And you like that for my 38th birthday. Also a listener of the Men's Room Happy Hour. Thanks, guys. That from Grand Rapids Gal.
You like that? You like that?
Hold my fellow Machola.
Go to Grand Rapids. We're looking for a gal.
Yeah.
The gal.
In Grand Rapids.
I mean, how many? There's only a few there. It's Grand
Rapids.
There's
only 7. I'd like a shout-out for my 43rd, but who the F cares anymore about my birthday? I'm most likely stuck on I-5 traffic southbound by Wild Waves theme park. So if you see a pissed-off middle-aged woman driving a Subaru, give me a wave, a honk, or even the finger. At least I know I'm number one in someone's book. The only thing that gets me home every night is listening to your show and the messed-up stories about how other people's lives suck more than mine. I would love an inspirational quote, followed by a Kevin Hart damn and a suck-it-up cupcake. Rock on, bitches. That from Trish. In Seebeck, Washington. Okay, Trish. Remember, patience is something you admire in the driver behind you, but not in the driver ahead of you.
Damn!
So suck it up, cupcake!
Oh, Machalos, can I get a big shout out to my BFF Desiree with My Penis Is Too Small and the Dirty Germans talking about how hot she is? That from Edward. Keep on rocking, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I do not know how hot you are, as I cannot see you, but as a dirty German, I promise you, you're plenty hot enough. Even lukewarm will do.
Yes, it's Desiree. She spells it with two E's, but she's so hot as to have two O's.
Desiree.
Ooh.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Oh, God.
Yaz, a dirty German, is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails, guys. I grew up with a mastiffs as far as dogs eating things, and they can eat almost everything. One day when I was a sophomore in high school, my brother and I got home to see our dog, Homer, in the yard with what we thought was a really long turd. Well, upon closer look, it was indeed a knee-length work boot sock.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Someone had to pull it out, I lost. One of the worst things I had to do, called my mom because she was a vet tech, and told her what happened. I apparently had a future in the veterinary field. Got into electrical instead. A lot less S to deal with. Thanks, guys. That's from Josh.
That's a big sock.
That is a real big sock.
And one more. What I was unlucky to see. Hola, bicholas. Many years back, during a party, I walked into my friend's room to do some cocaine. And unexpectedly, walk in to see two of my friends both having sex with this one girl we knew. They were in the famous Eiffel Tower position.
Nice.
And right when I walked in, both of my friends gave each other a truly epic high five. At that time, it was unlucky. I saw things I didn't want and had to wait to use the bathroom to do some coke. Now, years later, I'm lucky to have seen it. Just so we have the story to laugh about. Rock on, bitches. That from Nick in Shoreline.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine which story sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW or the Men's Room on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and this one, we have two stories out of Indonesia. We have one, of course, from Florida, because Florida always has to be involved. But let's start in Indonesia. We're frustrated with her husband's repeated broken promises to care for his prized fish. An Indonesia woman decided to cook his pet to protest against his laziness. Now, the woman said, quote, "My husband kept promising to clean the aquarium after I told him to. I thought it would be delicious if I fried it." She ain't messing around. Now, she said that her husband is looking to buy another arowana and has since forgiven her for killing the pet fish. Again, that's what she says. There's no quote from him saying that he's cool about it. And in case you're wondering, the Asian arowana, commonly called the dragonfish, it's prized as a symbol of wealth and prosperity in countries like China and Japan. It's also super expensive, right? So she asked him to clean the fish tank. He didn't clean the fish tank. She pulled that bitch out, fried it up. Keep that in mind.
Scaled it, gutted it, fried it.
Let's stay in Indonesia, where one man's prized pet recently became another man's meal. The owner of an arowana, the most expensive aquarium fish in the world, he was devastated after learning that his pet was fried for his family's lunch. And a man, whose name is Bayou, he even got to see how his dad prepared the fish for cooking because his brother sent him photos. In an Instagram post, Bayou shared that he paid about $79 for the golden arowana at a market in Jakarta 4 years ago. And he estimated this pet fish would not be worth about $400 today because it has since grown. Because the arowana, which can grow up to about 2.5 feet, when it grew too big for his aquarium, he moved it to his parents' home because they had a bigger fish tank there. Well, besides needing a large aquarium, this particular fish also requires what they call a high-quality diet, like shrimp, crickets, etc. But over time, Bayou's father grew tired of caring for the fish and decided to cook it one day. Says, quote, "During its time there, my fish wasn't taken care of until it got cross-eyed. I had its eyes operated. Thank God it got healthy again, I guess. Then I got the news that my father fried the fish." While he accepted his pet's fate, the man said that he was relieved to know that no other family members had joined his father for the expensive meal. Very similar stories coming out of Indonesia where take care of your fish. And finally, we go to Florida, where Curtis McCoy, 46 years old, he and his husband of 10 years, they got into an argument that, quote, escalated because they both been drinking booze. We all understand that. Now, the couple were arguing about who knows what when McCoy brought up how the victim, his husband, has only one testicle, which caused the victim to get real, real upset. And as the dispute continued, the victim pointed his finger at McCoy and yelled back at his spouse. McCoy grabbed his husband's finger and twisted it, quote, causing him pain. After initially denying to police that he had touched his spouse, he finally said, quote, I only grabbed his finger and twisted it when he pointed it at me. And he added that the couple had learned their lesson from the last time they both got arrested for domestic violence. But apparently that's not true because McCoy was arrested for domestic violence and booked into local jail on a misdemeanor count. So your three stories, two in Indonesia, very similar stories. You have the wife who has asked her husband to clean the fish tank. He just has not done it. She said, F it. Took his fish, and it's a big-ass fish, fried that bitch up, and posted pictures. You have the man in Indonesia. His fish outgrew his aquarium, so he dropped it off at his parents' house. His father got tired of taking care of it, cooked that bitch up. And then you have the two men in Florida where things escalated when he pointed out that his spouse only has one testicle. Because let's face it, no matter what argument you get in, if the other person has one testicle, you win. He's tired of hearing it and hurt his finger.
All right, I have a strange question.
All right, what do you got?
Do we have any feedback on the taste of this fish?
Look,
either of them.
It happened twice. I got to think it's not that bad. I saw one of the pictures.
I saw the one picture. I mean, that was a whole fish.
I mean, it looks good. I mean, it does. You know, it's a decent size. I would not eat someone's pets, but I mean, if you just saw the picture and I said, would you eat this? Yeah. I mean,
all right, so you have two fried fish.
You have two fried fish, right?
And then the couple, the two dudes get in an argument. One guy finally says, you only got one testicle.
Right.
And then the other guy twists his...
Oh, it points at him because he's mad. You know,
right.
That will get anyone mad. So he grabbed his finger and twisted it.
Okay.
That's it. Those are your stars. Like I said, not the worst. Just twisted his finger.
I mean, that's not the worst assault I've ever heard.
No.
But at the same point in time,
he got arrested.
He was upset at the fact that, you know, he's making fun of him for only having one testicle, which obviously caused him some pain.
Well, I mean, it's his husband.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Maybe he was born with that one.
Maybe. I don't know. I hope he was, because if when they got married, he had two and then went down to one, then that's a brutal call, right? I stayed with you even though you got half your testes.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one person who got arrested, so that's not bad. I think as
no one else got arrested.
I think as far as the woman who cooked up her husband's pet fish, she asked him repeatedly to clean the aquarium. Not sure. Only that, but he was not keeping up with any other chore around the home.
Right.
As she described, he was a complete slob. She had to do everything. She asked him numerous times to do this, and he did not.
But is it only okay because it's a fish? Say she'd been asking him to clean the cat's litter box. He's still a slob, but he didn't get around to... Did she cook up the cat? Is that still cool?
Well, I mean, you know... Now, you think of a pet as a fish.
It's a pet. It's his pet.
But I do think it's different only because, like, with a litter box, it's so gross and stinky. Whereas I feel like a fish, if you don't clean out the poop... I mean, it's cloudy, but would it smell bad?
The aquarium will start to
smell. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know the situation, but...
Okay, so
it didn't look so bad that she wasn't willing to eat the fish.
So basically, but the other story was the son basically just... I mean, the fish didn't fit in his aquarium anymore, so he left it in the care of his father and his mother.
And obviously, he picked wrong.
And, as you said, that fish apparently needs a very expensive diet.
He's bitching about his father... saying he didn't take care of it. Again, it's not his fish, but he didn't take care of it, and he had to get surgery to correct its now crossed eyes.
Yeah, most people don't eat shrimp every day. So I think
that fish has... I like that fish's diet.
I do, too.
I mean
not the crickets, but...
He cared about it enough to go and take the fish to get surgery, which I'm still not sure how that works. But I think the dad sucks the least. Because it wasn't really his responsibility to do this. He ended up doing it. It was costing him money. I don't know if he gave his kid a warning shot. Like, look, man, you got to come get this fish or whatever. But
I'm sure he did. You know that guy.
I think he sucks the least.
And I think I could make an argument for any three of them.
All right.
You know, like.
Yeah, all right, start with the wife. All right, she got the wife.
Well, you know, I get her argument. She says, hey, you got to clean it. You got to clean it. He doesn't ever clean it. She fries up the fish. But we also don't know about her. She really just grinds on them.
Well, they're still together. And he's going to get another fish.
Is he?
That's what he said.
I saw the picture. I did not read the whole story. I wouldn't bring a fish into that house. She's
well, the
a fish
whole
murderer.
Look, she was very clear about it. I'm not eating this fish because I looked at it and decided I was hungry. I'm eating the fish because that thing's going to die in the tank because you won't clean it. So I might as well cook it and eat. Mm-hmm.
Well, eat right, spite eating.
Yeah, it is definitely spite eating.
I've seen it done before.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, putting the fish out of its misery.
Yeah, essentially. And to be honest, I saw pictures of her cooked fish and the father's cooked fish. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Her fish looked delicious.
It was kind of lightly breaded.
It looked really good.
But I'm with Miles. Like, the parents, like, they didn't agree to that fish. They just ended up with it.
Yeah.
And like, it's always the rule. I don't care if it's an adult child or not. You tell them, hey, you're taking care of this.
You got to.
Right. He's an adult. It's different if
that
you bring a cat home.
He is an adult.
If you bring a cat home to a 3-year-old, you're taking care of the cat.
That, right. Trust me, I know.
It doesn't matter how cute it is or it's named Potato, whatever. Not personal. But also, like, with the couple, like, those guys just seem like a fight. He twisted his finger.
They've both been drinking together for 10 years. They've been drinking. And keep in mind, they've both previously been arrested for domestic assault. So at that point, I go, look, you guys understand each other. You seem okay to go through this nonsense all the time. So that one, I really don't care. I almost think that one sucks the least. I do, because you guys are together. You have both been arrested for domestic assault previous times, plural. But you agree to stay in this relationship.
Let's say this. Let's say Miles and I aren't together,
mm-hmm.
right, romantically, but we live in the same house. And we get drunk and get in a fight. Is that still a domestic?
No, I don't.
Or is that just two dudes fighting?
That's roommates fighting. I don't think they call that a domestic.
No, even when the cops show up, you go, no,
right.
we're fine.
right.
You know,
he'll be okay.
I mean, seriously. We're both fine. Don't mind the blood.
Right. I need that. I didn't want that tooth anyhow.
We do this all the time.
Yeah, I'm really torn on this one. I don't think any of them suck terribly bad.
That's what I said. Like, these are not the worst.
Yeah, they're not the worst. You know what? I'm going with the wife.
Sucks the least?
Okay.
Only on presentation of that fish.
I know.
And like I kind of want to eat that fish.
Ted's not kidding. If you see the picture, you're like,
It's the only reason I clicked on the story.
Debate continues if you follow KISW on Twitter on Who Sucks Less. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a record 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August.
Just read that.
Interesting.
Well, there's a lot of other jobs out there.
Right.
That's basically what they're saying. Unemployment's down to the lowest point in years. So, I mean, people are obviously taking jobs.
Right, quit their job and got something else.
You might not want like the one you've got, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Some people are kind of getting off the rails that they were on and then trying to find ones that they might be happier with.
Yeah,
well, you also had a pandemic where people sat at home and had time to think about stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Man, I hate my job.
Yeah. The local bomb squad in Oregon was called to a library after reports of a suspicious box. They x-rayed it and discovered that it was filled with, wait for it, books.
Dear God, man.
Oh, no. Should we detonate this thing here?
If it did, it only probably injure one person, the only person in the library.
The library.
And the two people having sex upstairs in between the stacks.
Shh, quiet.
A suspected robber in India was on the run for police when he managed to fall into a 25-foot well.
That's not good.
He was rescued and he is okay.
No, he's not okay. He's going to jail.
Well, yeah.
I'd be like, your choice. You go to jail or we can leave you there.
Honestly, I love the fact that a lot of these people have to run from cops and then need their rescue.
Yeah.
Help. A man in Britain set a new record by going to 51 pubs in 24 hours.
That is amazing.
51 pubs.
I mean, there's a lot of pubs in that area, too.
Did he have a drink in each one?
He had to have. You have to at least have one. I mean, I feel like anybody could set foot in 52 pubs within 24 hours.
I mean, in theory, right? If you did, like, 25 pubs in 8 hours, slept for 8 hours, and then did another 25 pubs, it just seems like it would be hard to drink 51 beers in a row.
No, I agree.
And I can drink beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be hard.
Got to stop to pee at a handful of them. Mm-hmm. But then again, what also counts as a pub? Like, any place with a bar in it? Or does it have to specifically be a
I'm
bar?
Sure there,
pub?
It's probably a pub.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean,
no kitchen, we just serve drinks.
They don't even have restaurants there. They have pubs.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I don't know. We went through this, like, on our trip. Like, do we count brunch? I was like, we had a Bloody Mary. That counts as a bar we've been to today.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
Boom. A new survey found that 61% of people said that they do almost anything for more time to themselves.
I mean, well, okay. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
That's why people work so they can get a day off.
Right.
Or vacation or whatever. Weekend away. Something. Other than what you do every day.
Just had a pandemic, which for a handful of people was plenty of solo time.
I'm going to guess most of those people have kids.
That's what I was going to say. That's family stuff.
Right. You do
plus
not get
work.
They're in a relationship. Yeah. They have family. They have work that they got
to
do. Absolutely.
I mean, that's it, right? I mean, like me and the wife, we can go to separate rooms. We're fine. We get it.
Sure.
But the kids, you don't want them sitting on your lap. You're like, okay.
Well, you're just living with someone with no kids. How often do you have time by yourself?
Yeah, none.
That's what I mean. Like,
not a single second,
no,
Miles.
No.
I didn't study for
honey, take a nap.
Right. Don't you want to go for a walk or a run or take the dog out or, you know, go to your mom's or something?
That's what I love about it. Around 10 p.m., everyone's asleep.
That's right.
Ah. I just put my feet up on the coffee table. Oh, here comes the dog. Never mind.
Yeah, but the dog's cool. The dog will just hang there. We're good.
Yeah, but the dog will sit there about 4 inches away from me and stare at me as I'm watching TV. It's like a weird thing. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, if I look at her, it's over. So
she's
I just keep staring at
well,
the
what
TV.
Happens if you look at her?
Oh, then she's all over it.
Yeah, okay.
Tail starts wagging, all that, and it's just like sometimes you're
that's
not
like,
in the mood.
That's so like the green light, man.
And then she keeps creeping into your line of vision, right? She realizes, like, you're not going to turn your head and look, so slowly in my periphery, she's now coming a little more into focus as she's leaning over. In case I don't know, I can feel her breath on my ear. It's like, I know you're there, man.
She's asking you all the usual questions. What are they talking about? What does that mean? Who's that guy? What are they doing? Why are we here?
What should we eat?
If you look at me, you're obligated to rub my belly.
Yes, I will fart. A new study found that concussions may make women less fertile.
Huh. I wonder how they did that study.
I was about to say, I don't know who they got for that study.
We need a volunteer. We're going to smash you over the head with a frying pan. Trying to impregnate
you. Look, your brain controls everything.
Right.
Your brain controls your ability not to pee yourself at night.
Sure.
Right. When you're asleep and you're completely unconscious for the most part.
Exactly.
So if you don't have your brain working correctly, then there's going to be a lot of things in your body that don't work the way they should.
Sure, that's just not what I expected. That's
yeah, yeah.
Because generally that is, it's kind of a two-person plan there.
Right.
You know, it's not like you make it. It's like my sperm go like, ah, dude, that egg is stupid.
Well, and who all is walking around with a concussion? You don't really hear about concussions really outside
of NFL players on Monday.
Right.
You know? I mean, a lot of it's high school stuff and, I don't know, people bump their head.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I've had like 6 or 7.
And you've never gotten pregnant. So, I mean,
no,
it goes to prove.
Not yet.
Not yet.
A lot of people don't realize they have one. They just like, man, I ding my head. I've got a headache. I'm dizzy. They don't understand that you can have a mild concussion. You know,
right.
A severe concussion where you don't even know you have a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
If you really have a true concussion, you are not aware of it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Someone needs to be like, dude, sit down.
Right. You need to not go anywhere. Like,
I mean, these guys would not come off the field. They would just say,
a woman went to Walmart and asked for a party platter of sandwiches, quote, half wheat, half white. They managed to foul it up by making each sandwich with one slice of wheat bread and one slice of white bread. So
I cannot believe that anybody...
Go ahead, Ted.
Where is this at? Walmart.
Now, think about the request. If someone came up, and you're the person behind the counter...
You're the deli.
Half wheat, half white. My assumption, and I would follow up with a question, but my assumption would be like half the sandwiches are on white bread, half are on wheat, but Walmart decided, no, each sandwich has one slice of wheat and one slice of white.
I mean, that's a great way to mix it up. I'm getting splattered.
It's more work than it's worth.
Yeah,
like,
that's the other thing. Like,
can you make it half brioche, half potato? Let's go.
Right.
I mean, that's why generally when you order food, they repeat it back to you. But,
right.
Well, they probably did. Half wheat, half white. And she probably said, yeah, exactly. And they said, okay.
Like, what goes through somebody's mind making them sandwiches?
What I like about it, it's not worth getting angry over. I think I would just laugh like, oh, my God.
Right.
How stupid are these people? But
yeah, I'd still take them. That's great.
It's either poor customer service or like over the top customer service. Right. Like,
we got you, man.
All right. We'll do it.
At no point did the person putting this together think, you know what? Maybe I got this wrong.
Any one of the people. If you're not a party, it's probably more than one person. Just like,
fair
are
enough.
You sure this is what she meant, man?
You know what? Screw it. I'm in. This is a new thing.
Let's do it.
Dude, you get older, you got to eat wheat bread. Is it better for you? What about if it's half and half, Doc?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Top rolls potato, bottom rolls wheat.
Love it. A couple opened their suitcase at the airport and found their dog inside.
I saw that.
That's crazy.
And do you realize how they figured it out? This is probably
was
good.
It barking?
No. So the thing is, it's in the suitcase. That thing would have just gone down the conveyor belt and been thrown in the back of the plane, all the rest of it.
And then bad things happen.
The only reason they found it is because when they weighed the suitcase, they said it's over by like 3 or 6 pounds, something. So I said, give us a second, we'll rearrange stuff. They opened her suitcase, and the chihuahua jumped out of the guy's boot.
What up?
And they're like,
he wasn't letting them leave.
Yeah, they were
him.
Like, God damn, one, here's our chihuahua. That's
Wait,
a problem.
Now what are we going
to
do?
Well, I mean, I guess you can take him on the plane, maybe. I don't know. But that's why their suitcase was overweight. But luckily, that suitcase is overweight, so their dog they don't open their suitcase in their destination to find a dead dog in a boot.
Exactly. I don't know how this works in your life, but as far as animals and luggage go, dogs know when you're leaving, when you pull out. Like they do.
As soon as you grab a suitcase.
The thing that terrifies them the most in life is to see that suitcase come out.
Oh, it's so sad.
They just give you that look like, okay, who's leaving? How long are you leaving?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? Here comes my separation anxiety. Where if a cat, you got a cat, and you open up the suitcase, they just jump in there and pee in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about cats. I have bought more luggage in my life because I put the damn luggage on the floor, open it up, so I'm starting to pack, leave it open overnight. Smell? Oh no, you did not.
Yes, like, I did.
I peed all over.
Where you think you're going?
I also slapped the candle off the kitchen table.
I left you something to remember me by.
Mm-hmm.
Oh damn it! All right, somebody went through a Google Trends data and ranked all 50 states according to how often people search for the phrase "call in sick." They figured that anyone Googling it is probably planning to call in sick or looking for a better excuse than "sorry, I'm hungover."
Why would you Google that?
Right. I mean, are you looking?
Are you going to Google how to lie?
Right.
Come up with anything.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. Help me out here.
Hey, just say you're sick. That's what everyone says.
Based on those numbers, we do have the top 10 of what they believe to be the states that call in sick the most.
Does that have anything to do with like partying? Is that a hint?
It's as good a hint as any. It feels fairly random, but yeah, a fair amount of these look like they may be places where, you know what, there's not a
Wisconsin.
Whole lot to do. You're going to go out and get drunk.
Wisconsin.
All right. Any guesses there, Ted, on what might be the state that calls in sick the most?
You know what? I'm going to say California just because you can go to the beach a lot of the year.
All righty.
I'll say Florida.
I'm going to say Florida.
Oh,
here we go. Top 10 states that call in the sick the most. Number 10 being Colorado. I think they're just stoned and don't want to go inside.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number 9 being Nevada.
All right, I was going to say Nevada. Maybe if you live there,
plenty outside the city,
maybe you go down to the Strip.
But even if you live there and you're working on the Strip, which I know this is not true, but in our minds, everyone that lives in Vegas works there. You can get your shift covered. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's easy enough. Like, yeah, I'm not coming in.
I see that big old Caesars building there. That's got a hiring office that's just as big as one of the casinos there. Number 8 is, in fact, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
You nailed it.
I only do that. VD came in and said they had a list of the 50 counties in this country that, what are the drunkest.
Yes. Sure.
43 of them are in Wisconsin.
Right. Heavy drinking
state. Did you
state.
Notice any of that, Ted?
I was going to say, Milwaukee was awesome. That is a drinking culture.
Right.
Yes.
Nobody seems to mind if you're just getting wasted.
Right.
I've never had more people buy shots for me.
That's great.
That is cool.
10 states that Google call in sick the most. Number 7, New Mexico.
Don't know much about New Mexico.
Same. I still got to go, man. I actually have an interest in going to see New Mexico.
Well, we know about New Mexico, I'm guessing, because they're on a meth bend.
That's right. They're locked up in a house. They've pulled the curtains.
Right.
They're sitting there with a gun. They're not feeling good. Number 6, Arkansas. Again, don't know much about Arkansas, but apparently they don't know how to call in sick.
But
so
I do feel like they would actually call and be honest. Like, hey, ain't coming in, man.
On a meth bender.
Pooping, puking.
Pooping, puking.
Gotta go bail Tanya out of jail again.
I just know it from Ozark and Bill Clinton.
hey, I can't make it in. I got things going on.
Bill Clinton has never said I can't make it in.
I'm gonna try, though. I sure am. I'm giving everything I got, baby.
Number five, Minnesota.
That's another drinking state.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's cold as hell
out
there.
It's cold. I'm not opening my front door, man.
It's close enough to Wisconsin. Why not? Number four, Kansas.
Come on, Kansas.
Known for Wizard of Oz. So, good work. They got a drink. Everything's black and white here. We got a drink.
Right. Once you get there, it's black and white.
That's right. It doesn't turn color.
No, it does not turn color.
Until about an hour in.
Kansas isn't black and white.
How do we need some jumps in a tornado explode into a burst of color? It's like Ansel Adams.
What's the other joke about Kansas?
You
can watch your dog run away for 6 days.
Yeah.
It's so flat.
First time I heard that.
There now.
I was in Hawaii, and there's a bartender, and she had moved from the mainland there, and she's like, oh, I've been here for like 10 days. Oh, where are you coming from, man? She's like, Kansas. And she's straight up. She's like, it's so flat, you can watch your dog run away for 6 days. I'm like, I had never heard that. I was like, God damn, man.
Why aren't you going to get your dog?
I guarantee you, she's still in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Right? You go out, you find that dog.
People determine they're going to go work there and do not come back.
Number three, Iowa. Go Hawkeyes.
You lazy sons of bitches.
The hell with the Hawkeyes.
Most of these are Midwestern states.
Mm. Exactly. Not a whole lot to do out there. We're dragging. I don't want to go
anywhere. No, I ain't taking the day off.
Okay. Different tact on this for number two of these states that call into work sick the most. You just want to relax. You want to chill out. Number two.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
I get that, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm not coming in today, man.
Not feeling it. Oh, you know what? They're surfing.
There's nothing wrong with me, dude. Just catching some waves. Smelling like coconuts.
And this is the number one state that at least Google's calling sick the most, and they should doggone know better. Our brothers to the south down in Oregon.
Oh, come on, Oregon.
You guys know how to call in sick, for goodness sake.
I guess that's the funniest thing. Why do you have to Google this?
Right.
How hard?
Just call in sick.
People have been lying about it for years.
Yeah. Just tell them the truth. I need to get another camo hat.
We also have the 10 states that call into work the least, or at least Google this the least. So an interesting turn of events here. Number 10 is New Jersey, and then a 9-way tie for ninth place.
Really?
Yeah. So the top 10, all 1 through 9 are the same one, other than New Jersey, which is 10th. And so here are the states that call in the least, or at least Google call in sick the least. Starting with the Dakotas, West Virginia, Miles.
If you have a job there, you want to keep it.
Amen to that.
Because it's going to be hard to get another one.
Wyoming.
Do they Google?
That's why. They have nothing to do with that.
They ding.
How do you spell Google, goddammit?
They're going behind, too.
Turn on the computer.
My computer is my phone.
And my phone is rotary.
Damn it, I don't want to go on Safari. I want to look up the Google.
Don't pick up the phone. I'm on the computer.
Quit watching porn. I got to Google. Oh, damn it. 9 states that call into work sick the least. Wyoming, Alaska, Maine, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
Huh.
Okay.
So there
you
go.
New England coming in strong.
Yeah.
We've been saying the name of a popular store wrong for years. I'm about to blow your mind.
Is
1 hour
really
from now.
Target?
Are you going to tell everybody?
I will.
It's Target.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to contest it on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.